thank everybody for coming. Looks like maybe still being as manim for some of us. So the chabur is in Dafid Gimel, which we took off the week of Pesach, and I guess starting today we're supposed to start Dafid Dalet. Pass the word out. So over Pesach I was learning the blad a little bit, and then just because on Tes Zayin Nisan, the second day of Pesach, I decided, oh, just for fun, I'll learn a little bit of the about Mitzvahs Chadash and Yashan, etc., because we know the base of Mikdash, right? Just to quickly, a brief synopsis of what Chadash is, just by all of us know, just to quickly go over it. There are the five Mine Dagon, there's the wheat, there's barley, there's oats, there's spelt, there's rye, and those Minim are considered anything that took root after Erev Pesach, or maybe two, three, the Machlok is the exact one, but let's say three days before Pesach. It was planted 3 days before Pesach. It's not mutter to eat until after, in the times of Beis HaMikdash, after the Havas, Karban Omer, which is on Tes Zayin Nisan, right? When you brought the barley, in the Beis HaMikdash, they did the whole Avodah. Or in Chutz La'aretz, we're knowing the whole 16th day. But because of Sfeika D'Yoma, we're knowing 17th day of Nisan, right? So things technically in Midrabanan do not become mutter as far as Yashan, to be considered Yashan, until the end of the 17th day of Nisan. As we know, the Torah says, this is the Raisa, to eat Chadash. So just a simple example of Chadash is something, if we went out today and planted barley, right? I'm not going to say we did it here, that's a whole separate question. Let's say in Eretz Yisrael, somebody went out today and planted barley, and then they harvested in January or February, it would be us to eat. Pasha, Mamish, this is the Raisa, there's Malchus involved, etc. You have to wait. So you could theoretically harvest it. You could theoretically make bread. You could do whatever you want, but you can't eat it until after this time, right? You make beer, whatever it is. You can't eat it until after this time. That's the mitzvah. So that's it. Once again, that's the isser. It's not as if there's some raid, whether it's also an assay or just a los assay, but that's the general concept. So what was amazing to me is just looking through the Minchas Chinuch on this mitzvah, how many issues he raised that really are found in a small sugya here in our blot. Let's read the Gemara, and then we'll go back and we'll discuss the issues. Before we get into the issue of Chadash, I just want to take a quick segue into one quick other issue, you'll see in a moment. Maybe we'll save it till the end. Maybe we'll save that issue to the end of when we say the word Pesach in the Torah, what that means. Do we mean this 14th day of Nisan or the 15th day of Nisan? The Gemara had a whole discussion of whether Rabbanan can ascertain what the amount of a certain type of produce. And agriculturally, when it's reached its stage of maturity where it's considered to be grown, not fully grown necessarily, but grown enough to gabi chumas and maishas, etc. There's a whole discussion in the Gemara whether Rabbanan were able to do it or not able to do it. So Gemara, about a third of the way line, and Gemara, what Aleph says, Hadar Amr of Yirmiya, Lav Milsahi Damri, what I said before, and Yirmiya tried to challenge the premise that Rabbanan could ascertain this, because I'm wrong. The Bamini Chaber Merav Kahana, they asked the Chaber Master of Kahana, Omer Shikuli Yisrael B'Knisas and Loretz, the Omer that Klal Yisrael brought as a carbon when they came into Eretz Yisrael, Mehechan Yikiru. Where did they bring it from? Okay? As we knew, they know, by the way, the Navi, you're not going to get to the Psukim in depth right now, the Navi Yeshua tells us that basically they came into Eretz Yisrael on the 10th day of Nisan, right before Pesach. So, right now the Gemara is assuming they brought the carbon Omer. Where did they get it from? Im tomer di ayel biad nachri. If you want to say that what they did is they got it from a guy, that can't be because ktsirchem omer achmana. The Torah says ktsirchem has to come. The carbon omer has to come from your ksira. The lo ksir nachri cannot come from the ksira of a guy. Okay, so fine. So Gemara says we know it could not have been from a guy. Now the Gemara says amai di krivu. So how do we know that they actually brought it? How do we know the year they actually brought the carbon omer? Maybe they didn't bring the carbon armor. Maybe you're right. Maybe they didn't grow their own barley because they just come into Eretz Yisrael. They couldn't get it from a guy because Ksir Chem Amar Chmano. Maybe they just skipped it that year. Maris says, Lo Saka Daitach. You can ask such a Havamina. If you look at the Navi, the different Purushim on this Pasuk, especially the word Me'avor means. It's not clear, but Vashas it means from the wheat of the land. I believe some of the Parshim say that. They ate from the wheat of the land, the day after Pesach. So the Gemara is a diuk. We machros a pesach achol. And the fact that the Navi tells us they ate it the day after Pesach. Meikara lo achol. Beforehand they must not have eaten it. Why? Must be what changed? How come before, after Pesach they ate it, before Pesach they didn't eat it? Must be dekrivu omer v'hadar achli. It must be that what they did is they brought the omer and then they ate it. So again, where did they get the materials from? Where did they get the barley from? They got it from a guy? Can't pick. Tzurchem al rachmana. Did they want to say they just skipped the whole procedure? Then how do you explain this pasuk? This pasuk clearly seems to imply that something changed before, after Pesach, they didn't have before Pesach. What changed? What changed is they must have brought the carbon omer. Therefore, the Gemara says, Mehechan ekrivu, and the Gemara continues to bring its raya that must be that it reached the stage of less than a third biad nachri. So therefore, they were able to take it from the nachri. They took the field from the nachri, and therefore, but when they took it from the nachri, it hadn't reached a stage of maturity that it would have been deemed fully grown. Therefore, it could still be al shem Yisrael, and they must have gotten it from there. And the Gemara goes back and forth how had it grow so quickly. Gemara says Eretz Tzvi. Eretz Yisrael is Eretz Tzvi. That things just like a tzvi runs quickly, so too produce grows quickly in Eretz Yisrael. Okay, that's the discussion. So from this small paragraph in the Gemara, there's a tremendous amount of Torah. For example, I was reading, before I even looked in the halachas, I looked in the Rambam. The Rambam says clearly, discusses these Yisurim in Perek Esiri of Hilchos Machlos Yisurus. And I saw that Minchas Chinuch has a brief discussion about what about the Chadash of a guy. Okay? Okay, so what's the name of Chadash of a guy? So the Minchas Chinuch says he doesn't want to discuss it right now. Because he says, Yichadash noy b'shal guy, emir t'shem k'shi yigmor alai lichtov b'zeh kundrus miyuchad. He goes, when I finish writing this book, I'm going to write a special kundrus dealing for this. Okay? But I was saying, I wonder how this Gemara would fit into Chadash al Goy. In other words, maybe the Gemara could have somehow, maybe from this Gemara we could deduce whether it's true a Jew cannot use his Chadash, but can he use the Chadash of a Goy? That's the question. So, if you were reading, I'll throw the question out to the Olmir. How would you use this Gemara as a Raya for the Chadash of a Goy being Mutter, or for the Chadash of a Goy being Asr? Mutter, really?
Yeah, because why do we care if it's from a... Oh, I see. You need...
Not the carbon omer. No,
the omer has to be from Jewish land. Right?
The omer has to be from Jewish land, but the Torah says you can't make pita bread. If flour was planted today, after winter, after Pesach, to use that flour for pita bread. Maybe that's only from a Jewish farmer. But could I go to a Goyish farmer and purchase it? Right?
So they wouldn't have had they wouldn't have had to wait to eat Avor Haaretz if they could just eat the non-Jewish.
That's exactly what I thought. Baruch Shivan to the Bracha. Oh, Divrei Hataz. In other words, what?
You led me there.
And Divrei Hataz. In other words, we both. To me, it seems. Well, I'll just start off by the way. I'll just start by reading a paragraph. The big issue we're going to have to deal with is Chadash and Chutz La'aretz. That's going to be the issue that Mahamish pertains to us, about 4 or 5 months a year, whether we're over Yisurim, whether we're Makdif for, we're over Yisurim, Yeraisa, Durabana, maybe no Yisurim at all. We're going to get into that. But before we even get there, let's just define the issue. We could all agree in Eretz Yisrael, it's Noeg. Right? Even Bizmanazah, it's Noeg. Right? Shaila is, what is only Noeg if it's a Yid Chadash? Is only us who eat the Chadash with Yid? Or if some Arab has a farm somewhere and he's growing barley or he's growing flour, maybe you can go get it from him. Maybe you can go buy it from him.
Right.
The Rambam doesn't say. The Rambam just says, "V'chol ochel kazayis chadash kol mekravas ha'omer lokem in haTorah chamakom v'chol zman bein ba'oris bein chutzlaris bein b'fnei abayis bein shlo b'fnei abayis, etc." He doesn't. He's not mechalik between whether it's a guy or a Jew. Okay. The Mechaber before says, even advice, he says this, also lefel chadash mitvuas chameshes haminim. Right? That's in Sif Aleph. And Sif Beis, Isra chadash in Simon Reish Tadi Gimel. So I apologize for the source sheets, but I was out of the tape. Isra chadash in Sif Beis says, Isra chadash noi bein ba'aretz, bein b'chutz la'aretz, bein b'shal Yisrael, Bein b'shal ovi kochavim. Mufurish. Mechaber to Mufurish. Even a goy's kodesh. Okay? So there's a Bach. The Bach is one of the most famous warriors to be matter kodesh, especially in Chutzlaret. So one of his points is that in Chutzlaret we get all our chamesh zaminim that would midei dagoy from goyim. Right? So since we buy from goyim, you go to the supermarket, you're buying barley that was planted by some goyish farmer. You're buying a goyish supermarket. So there should be no kodesh. And he brings different rayas. Okay? And then he wanted to bring a raya from our Gemara. Now the truth is, before I even saw the Taz, I looked in the Bach. I was just looking in the Bach anyhow, just learning the sugya, and I did not understand what the Bach was trying to say. It's not agree or disagree, I just didn't understand his raya. But Baruch Hashem, I was happy to see the Taz, who was the Bach's son-in-law, had very big difficulties with it also. So I'll read it out loud, and if you guys could explain it to me, I think I kind of understand what he's trying to say. Yeah.
I would think on the surface that it would not apply to us. Why? Because
from our Gemara.
If you're going to make the deal, Tirchem, if you see that what is matir, eating of X, being parallel with
I hear you.
If the matir has to be from a Jew,
it's a good thought.
And the X, I mean, that's what I
would say. I'm not sure if anybody says it. It's a good thought. I hear what you're saying. Hear what you're saying? I haven't seen anybody say it.
But I understand that.
Yeah.
I would go in that direction.
Yeah, I hear it. No, it's good enough to be matter is matter was usher. So if the guy stuff can't be matter, maybe it wasn't us in the first place. That's what you're saying.
Right.
I hear. So it's very bechidish. It makes good logic, but once again, we're playing with deraisas here. So you can't, the kedushim are good, you know, to say in this room, but not necessarily playing their chalampot, you know? So the Taz quotes the Bach. I'll just read the Taz. He says, because Machaber writes, Bein Mishal Ovi Kochavim. And the Taz says, Kachos Waposkim, Beferish, Umori Chamizal, my father-in-law of the Bach, Kasov Shiesho Chacha Barura, the Bishal Ovi Kochavim, Einu Novi Chadash, Me Parakam of the Rosh Hashanah. Here's a clear raya from the Gemara Rosh Hashanah that there is no Isra Chadash. Because what our Gemara reads, our Gemara Bomin, Rebbe Nefkan, Omer Shikubi, Sobin, Gassim, Bars, Nefkan, Gribu, Imtel, Mar, Dahil, Biyad, Kachavim, Tirchem, Rachman, Olok, Tirchem, Kachavim, Imaydi, Kribu, Dilmaloy, Kribu, Olsa, Akadai, Tachsib, Ayoku, Miyavor, Oretz, Mimachrosa, Pesach, Mimachrosa, Pesach, Echol, Mikarl, Echol. And Gemara says, Yikribu, Olam, Eichon, Yikribu, Amloy, Kosholoy, Bishish, Biyad, Kachavim, etc. Our Gemara. Says like this, Vahashta, he says, Vahashta, now. If you're going to tell me that the chadash is not even with a guy, what he's trying to say is the Gemara had to prove that they didn't eat chadash. Right? Had the Gemara didn't prove they didn't eat chadash, the Gemara proved they didn't eat chadash from the fact that they started eating on that day after Pesach. So he's saying this, if Chadash of a guy was usher, you didn't have to prove that they didn't eat Chadash. It's obvious they didn't eat Chadash.
Look in the Torah.
Torah says they can't eat Chadash, obviously they didn't eat Chadash. Therefore, the proof of the Gemara is trying to say is that they started eating the Jews' barley. Not the guy's barley. You didn't have to prove anything. That's what he says. I mean, to me, that Lanias Daiti, that I don't think that was the point of the Gemara. The Gemara is trying to prove that they brought the Omer. Right? This is what Taz says. And then he says, I hope I'm doing. That's how I understand what the Bach is trying to say. Hakin daik the mikar lo echol, the dial beadi ovi kachavim lo ikru om mikar amu echol. Habeshol yachavim ain't isra chadash. El avadai the kruv om mishal Yisrael lo haki lo echol mikar mishal Yisrael meichin yikruvu. Okay. Vani omer the Taz says. Vani omer Taz says. Nafsho betov talin, let him soul, I think it means rest in peace or let be relaxed or whatever, right? Okay? Avalob dak bedvar meil. He was not correct in the way he went to Gemara. The Masha Hiksha, Lam Liksha, Gemara, Mechan Achlu, Velasim Shum Chadash, right? Why did they ask? They didn't have to ask, they didn't have to prove it was going to a guy. Ein zafil haschalas kushya, not in the beginning of a kasha. Dev shershim itvu yishana. Maybe they ate from the previous years. In other words, there are many different ways they could have eaten. Maybe they all ate for. Okay? Etc. Fine. Then he concludes, like the way Isaac was saying. He says, Rather, he says, I agree with the Shulchan Aruch. And really, Gaius is also as well. Kamosha Kasukal Poskin. Umizer Raya Brural Ether. Okay? And from Argamara to Raya Brural to say it's Osir. Came into Oslo's man called Tfuah Shol Vikachal Meir. During that period, when they came into Eretz Israel, all the Tfuah belonged to Goyim. Ufidas Amakshon. According to the Makshon, you know, with Jews, they just arrived in the land. Vahafi Wahi Haya Isra Chadash. Right? So the proof is, they came, everything was Osir. And now you bring me a pasuk that the day after, everything belonged to Goyim. So they came there, so everything belonged to Goyim. The day after Pesach, they were Makriv the Omer. Then everything became Mutter. So what do you deduce from there? That before when everything was Osir, who would it belong to? Goyim? It's Mulchuk from this Gemara, I think. To Lenin's idea, I mean, maybe I'm missing something in the back. Lenin's idea, the Taz seems to be so much more clear from the fall of the Gemara. Before the Omer, they brought the Omer, things became Mutter. Mashma, before the Omer, everything was Osir. Well, who did everything belong to? Belong to Goyim. Right? Must be that Shal Goyim is Osir. Right? Which is the Pashas of the Rambam and the Taz is most Rishon. Now, I will say, I saw a broader couple of places, the Rebo, the Rishon, says that Bashel Ovi Kochavim is Mutter. That's Yachid. But some people say that. Once again, it's a Das Yachid. But from our Gemara, it seems to be a pretty clear Gemara, Raya, that Shogayim is Asr. It applies as well. Isser Gavra, not Isser Chesel. Isser Gavra on the Chadash.
Right,
or maybe Isser Chesel, literally. It goes in the land. I mean, I hear you.
No, because it was not Asr before the Jews got there.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, once the Jews got there, it created a status of Isser for the Jews.
Right.
But obviously it wasn't Asr to the Goyim.
Right. Right, exactly. You're right.
I don't know what enough to mean.
Well, that's like any enough kosher food.
Right, exactly. It's a machalos azurus. No, it's Kaddish and a machalos azurus. Okay. So that's one interesting discussion that comes out from our Gemara. The other, now I guess, let's stick with our Gemara, then we'll get into Bizman Hazeh.
Before you go, was there any, did you see any discussion of that tries to halakhically analyze the word Avor Haaretz? That might mean Jewish produce or something.
And Ivri, you mean, or?
I don't know.
Oh.
I'm just wondering if, to try to defend the Bach somehow, that maybe there's
right.
a clue in that weird phrase.
Uh-huh.
But,
I don't know.
Okay.
No, it's the way he read the Gemara. I think there are two different ways of reading the Gemara, but I think the Taz's flow, I think, is a much more partial way of reading the Gemara.
Yeah.
You know? Now there's a fascinating... one before we get into Tosus, there's another Shiloh that I saw in the Minchas Chinuch. Minchas wants to know, he says, Bizman Hazeh, he says, we know that what's matter the Chodosh, what makes it Mutari, what makes it Yashan. What makes the Yashan is that once the day of Tezayin passes, right? But now, let's say outside of Yerushalayim, Sheker Yuma, we have the 17th day. What would happen, he asks the following question. Okay. He wants to know, about Bizman HaMikdash, Toli Davka Ba'omer. Okay, let me we go two sentences back. According for us, Bizman Shem Beis HaMikdash Kaim, the Usher call Yom HaNef, Pekilas La Yuzayim Mater, okay? Bizman Beis HaMikdash Yom Mutter Bi Yom HaNef Atzmo, Tanj Beis HaMikdash 16th day was Mutter. Eshel Omer Exeris Akas of Davko Bizman Shem Beis HaMikdash, Pekilas Yuzayim Mater. Maybe Bizman is there, let's say in Yerushalayim now, there's no Beis HaMikdash unfortunately, so when's it going to become Mutter? At the night of Yuzayim. But perhaps al bizman hamikdash totally dafka baomer. Maybe in bizman hamikdash, what's matter it? Not the day. The day is the day you bring the omer, but it's the omer that's matter. Vim lo hiviu omer, efshir da surat vua kol hashana. Maybe you say there's a base hamikdash and the kohanim slacked off and they didn't do what they're supposed to do. Maybe you couldn't eat any chadash. You could eat the old stuff from the year before. Maybe not this year. I should view omer abba. He says maybe it's exeris akasavu. The Bizman HaMikdash ain't Chodesh Nita Rak B'Bias HaOmer. Okay? The Bizman Shiesh HaOmer ain't Tolu B'Yom Klal Rak B'Vos HaOmer V'Asr Kol HaShana. Okay?
The source that nowadays you have to go by the day?
The Mishnah say it. So I don't know, I didn't do any more research than that, but it's the Mishnah. It's the first Mishnah. I think in Rosh Hashanah and Sukkot, they're both Rabbi Hiskin, Rabbi Yochanan. I think it's Hiskin, Rabbi Yochanan, and Zakkai. And then, by the way, the Michal Tzimah continues. Well, Matzasi Ke is Gulu is the Bashas. I didn't find any riots in this in the Gemara. Then Bizman Abayas, and it's Atzul or Shogago, if they got lazy or they were Shogate, well, Kuba Omer, the Achadish Nitar. Right? Kamo Bizman is that. He goes, maybe it would be a problem. And he goes to different areas in Shas, but he does not bring our Gemara. And I was thinking that at least the Rishonim in our Gemara could shed some light on the question. Because there's a Ritva. The Ritva says, the Ritva's asking our Gemara. Right? Our Gemara says that they started eating the produce on the day after Pesach. So what does our Gemara prove from there? That they must have brought the Omer. Maybe they bring the Omer. Must have brought the Omer because they started eating the day after Pesach. Ritva asked him, Tomar, Had the Echol Chadash B'yom Tezvav. Tezayin, rather. Had the Echol Chadash B'yom Tezayin. Minol and Mishum Dekor of Omer Haya. Ho. How do we know it's because they brought the Omer? Dilma Itzuma Shal Yom Hitrohem. Maybe it wasn't the Omer, but it was the day itself. Right? Maybe the day itself is matter. This is the Yishlomar. Then came Lahayu Ochel Mad Yom Yudayin. They wouldn't have eaten until the 17th day. In other words, if they didn't bring the Omer, as Ritz was saying, they would have eaten, they may have not eaten the 16th day, because the Omer is matter. Let's say if the Kohanim do it first thing in the morning, 16th day, you could start eating all the, it's not Chodesh anymore, it's matter the Chodesh. If you didn't do it, then Ritz was saying you would have to wait until the 17th day. The whole 16th day would be Ashev the 17th day. Chodesh, that's a Ritz of Mefurish, is the Ashev,
the 16th day when once the carbon is brought, or the 7th
exactly.
day, whichever is later.
Right, even if there's no Beis HaMikdash. Even if there is a Beis HaMikdash, in other words, from the Ritva. Because they had the Avoda in those days. And the Ritva doesn't, right? All the Ritva is saying is that you're right. If they wouldn't have brought it, they would have been able to eat it the next day. That's what the Ritva says. Therefore, it's a riot in the Gemara. Okay? Tosa says something somewhat similar. Mehechon Ekrivu, Tosa is Mefurish actually, but we have the give and take. Tosa is Mashma, this is the second last Tosos. Mashma, Yiloy Ekrivu, you Asur and Kol Yom. Welcome, man, Darmi Menachas. Okay. So we see, at least from the Rishonim in our Suga, that they understand that it would be Mutter, even Bizman Abayas, but it would just be Usher on that day. Okay? I don't have a watch, so I don't want to go too late. Okay, so okay, a couple more minutes? Yep. Okay, so the next point is that was the other thing in Michal Sinuch. Fine. The next point I want to get into is Tosus. There's a fascinating discussion in Tosus. We'll get to the second part of Tosus, where he brings Yerushalmi. We don't necessarily have to read the whole Yerushalmi. So I actually went, I was eyeing the Yerushalmi a little bit. Just there's even more Shakavatari in there. It's fascinating. I mean, the Ritva really brings Yerushalmi. That they have a Machlokas over there. That B'shar Shenichnasu Eretz Yisrael Aretz, and Klai Yisrael came into Eretz Yisrael, Matu Kamalacha. They saw like this fresh stalk. Ma'ashet Yisur Mishum Chadash was the Asur Chadash. The whole question was maybe then Chadash didn't begin until after the 14 years of Kibush Chiluk, right? The Gemara says, "Why?" The Gemara asks, the Rishami asks, "Alamalad Kidon Lacha? Why are you only talking about Lacha Fili Yedesha?" Even if it's in the attic, the Gemara says, right? The Gemara says, then the Yerushalmi says, "Kach anu kenanu omrim, lo'achu Yisrael matzah b'leil le'pesach." It's going to turn out that they came into Eretz Yisrael and did Nisan. They couldn't find for them any. They couldn't find themselves any yashan. Everything was chadash because they didn't have an omer. They brought the omer the second day of Pesach, but what about the first night of Pesach? What did they do for matzah? I don't know, it's a good question.
Or from Midyan or something.
It's a great question. I didn't see anybody entertain it. It's a beautiful question, though. But Tosas, it's Pashat the Tosas that they ate matzah. If you look in Tosas in Yud Gimel, in Dibur Maskel Dekrivu, Vim Tomar, he says Vim Tomar, it looks like a third of the way down in Tosas. V'ama Yisrich L'michtov She'achol Min HaYashan. Why does it have to say that in Yoshua they ate from the Yashan? Hapshita! Of course they ate in the Yashan. The Matzah is also B'Laila Rishona. They for sure, Matzah is the first night. Right? So from the Yerushalmi, it's not so clear. Okay? From the Yerushalmi, it's not so clear. And then the Yerushalmi asks a very interesting question. Why don't we say Asi Asay, Medochil Osa Asay? Right? There's a mitzvah of Nasa, should be Dochil Osa Asay of Chodesh. That's Tosfos Kasha. What? Oh, so there's another discussion against the Michal Sunnah. It's an essay also, but the Pasha's not. I mean, Tosfos doesn't. Right. So now the Yerushalmi basically seems to conclude that they did not eat matzah the first night. And the Kasha's, why not? Why don't you have an essay, the whole essay? Okay? So a few answers are given. The Yerushalmi gives the answer. It's Maholgas whether this is a good answer or not. Not all should disagree with it. That we only say Esed Dochelos Asay when the mitzvahs are written next to each other. Betzida is the Lashon. Over there. Kshenichta Betzida. Like you have like, by Gedil and Tassel, Cholosil Bashatnes. Right? That, those kind of examples. So it's very limited to when we say Esed Dochelos Asay. I think it's Pshat as well.
Is that true?
No, we don't even pass it that way. That's one of the answers given.
Yeah, but.
Right.
It's just like if you.
Yeah, so, yeah, I'm not totally confident in that concept. The quote's more in base, I don't remember that sugya so well, but I believe that's what it is. Tosos in Kiddushin, it's funny, because Tosos in Kiddushin seems to make up two answers the Yerushalmi doesn't even say, and I saw the notes that came with the Yerushalmi are like bothered by why Tosos makes up his own answers, and I tried to ask you that. Hold on 1 second. Find it. There we go. I can tell you, sorry, what I'm looking for, Tosha says, Tosha in Kiddushin says, in the whole discussion about Yashar and everything, says that that they didn't, mitzvahs that were given before the Dibor cannot be Dochel Osa Asays after the Dibor. When was Matzah given? Matzah was given in Mitzrayim. So therefore, mitzvahs Matzah cannot be Dochel Osa Asay of Chodesh. Because of that. And the other answer he gives is a very interesting thing. He says, Xero. He says, maybe you're right. Maybe really you could say Esed Dochel Osa Asay. But like by Yavama, a lot of times we say there are certain Yibum situations. Like say, we don't allow a Kohen to be Miabin. Right? No, let me make sure I get the case right. There's certain, this is Yavama's story. Second paragraph Yavama's. No, there's certain cases in Yavama's when the Gemara asks, we don't allow certain Yibum to take place. The Gemara asks, why don't we say Yavo Esed Yitzchel Osa Asay? Right, and the Gemara says because bia shnia ought to be a rishon. Bia goes or bia rishon ought to be a shnia. The first bia may be mutter.
That shouldn't apply
though. But Tosfos Kiddushin says whoever goes there the first kezias ought to the second kezias. Yeah, well that's a whole other shayla in Yavamis. Well, it was Yavamis. It's been years since the Blad Wichelburg was on Yavamis. Maybe Sariah will remember better than me, but. You're right. That's a separate issue, but that's the law. When you have other options,
yeah.
You have other options. That's true too. But the bottom line is right. Okay, true. Let's not get into it. I'm just going to bring up the different answers because you could very well be right. So different answers why we don't say Esed Dochel Osa Asay here, right? But it could be very interesting. Shiloh, if a person was stuck with some sort of we had matzah and some sort of machalos asurus, why don't we say in other words, maybe Chomer goes there. Tosa's answer may help us for all the other mitzvahs involved. In other words, both his answers will help us. And no, Matzah, you can never say Esed Dochel Osa Matzah either because if Nad Dibor or goes there, Chacham had the ability to say Sheva Al Taisa. Okay? So Tosa Lam Ches and else. Interesting. Now, the Minchas Luch had another clair, and his clair was, right, by Matzah. By mitzvah say, the mitzvah say to eat a matzah in Lo Pesach. How much matzah do you have to eat? Kazayis, right? What are the ingredients of matzah? It's got to be flour, water, etc. So is the mitzvah to eat a net kazayis of matzah, which includes all the ingredients? You don't necessarily have a kazayis of flour. You're going to have a kazayis of matzah, but not a kazayis of flour. Or is the mitzvah to eat a matzah as a kazayis of flour contained therein? You know the difference? We'll be having the second one. We asked, let me just finish the shayler. So by chadash, the same thing. The isser is to eat lechem of chadash. Right? You can't eat, eating flour itself may not, I don't think is an isser d'oraisa. I think eating bread may add flour. So how much bread do you have to eat to be chayim malchus? Do you have to eat a kezias of bread? Well, if you look, let's say just to read the Rambam, or just read the Mechaber. Usher, well, you're saying like barley, let's say. You're right. It depends.
Pizza.
What?
Pizza.
Right. So I'll read the Sefer Chinuch. No, pizza's good be bread. Simen Shin Gemel. Shalol echol lechem mitfuah chadasha. Okay? If you eat a kezayis milechem. Now, there are other mitzvahs. There are a bunch of mitzvahs related to chadash. The next mitzvah, shalol echol kali mitfuah chadasha. The next is shalol echol karmel chadash. Right? So those aren't necessarily milechem. When it comes to flour, then it's going to be a kezayis of bread. So the shayla, Mitzvah Simuch ends with the shayla. He says, I'll read it to you guys, so I just want to make sure I'm saying it right.
Are you asking that the final product does not contain a kezayis of flour, but it is a kezayis because of the other ingredients? Is that
yes.
What you're asking?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, someone didn't say it. Because Gam Nirli, Mechano says, Gam Nirli came in Iko Lab Bifne Atzba Lechem, Im Kain Lokin Al Kazayis Lechem, Vein Mashkirin Kama Kamach Papas. We don't look how much flour is in the bread. Go to Malisha Ava, right? We don't look at how much flour. The bottom line is it's flour bread, right? So the amount of flour is immaterial. So I think we can bring a riot in from our sugya, right? Because if, let's say, Matzah, and he even points out here, he gets into Matzah here in this discussion, how Matzah is a Kazayis Matzah. Okay? So I think we could bring a riot in, because if we're saying here that we have a clash between matzah and between chadash, let's say he was wrong. Let's say really, in order to be over chadash, you have to eat a kezayis of flour in the bread. We could have solved the problem very easily with eating matzah. They could have eaten a matzah the size of a kezayis that had in the matzah less than a kezayis of kamach. And then they could have, you didn't even have to get into Ezra the Holosazic discussions. They could have eaten a matzah. Maybe it would have been over a lav chachi shir. I mean, yeah, I guess maybe it wouldn't be so from in a lav chachi shir, but Esther Bilfalos, especially chachi shir could very well be the rabbanon, right? Or his own type of iser. But I'm saying if the Mechaz Chinuch is right, the Gemara, I think the Shach of Tali, at least in the Yerushalmi, fits in very nicely with the Mechaz Chinuch.
Which posek would be confident enough in his precision, the precision of his measurements
of a kezayis? That's
true too. Tell you that you're above the amount for
right. Right.
Because I thought it was below the amount.
That's the kind of matzah. You've got this really, you've got thick matzah.
Right.
Probably has a lot of water in it.
So it makes it easier.
Right.
The real thin stuff, like the shatra ones.
Right.
They're very thin.
Right, right. It's true, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or machine matzah can measure it well, right?
That's a good thing. Machine matzahs tend to be kind of thick.
So yeah.
Yeah, but they have that's like air because of the bubbles, I think.
Oh, yeah?
Really bubbles.
Uh-huh.
I'm saying it's got that added volume.
Yeah. So the ingredients are water, flour, and air.
So just, I don't know, what time is it?
9:07.
9:07. Just a couple minutes. The big question is going to be, what about Chadash and Chutz La'aretz, right?
Mm-hmm.
So without going into, we don't have to do the source inside. I'll just try to do off of memory. I was just preparing a little bit. There seem to be three basic opinions about Chadash and Chutz La'aretz. Mechaber passes like the Rif and the Rambam. This is the Yerayim of Chutz La'aretz. Okay? We have other shitas who hold that it is not Asur and Chutz La'aretz at all. It's not an Asur and Zerubon and Chutz La'aretz. That's the shita of, it's quoted, different shitas bring it. Or Zeruah, it's the shita of Zeruah. Ben Baruch, there are other shitas who want to say it's only an Asur Zerubon and Chutz La'aretz, and maybe not in all locations in Chutz La'aretz.
No,
Bizman is that.
Okay.
Nowadays, for us to call it here in Baltimore, Maryland, right?
Okay.
According to the Shulchan Aruch, it seems to be we're dealing with this derisus here.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Other Rishonim seem to hold either not the Rabbanans, and there are other Rishonim who seem to hold that there is an issue of Rabbanan Chutz La'aretz, but it's not clear where in Chutz La'aretz. Could be it was only Nigzar in places close to Eretz Yisrael, but places far away from Eretz Yisrael was not Nigzar. Okay. But the problem is not the problem, but the issue is. How are we deal with the fact that we have a first Shulchan Aruch that says we can't eat it, right? The Ramah tries to be matter it. The Ramah seems to agree it's a diraisa, but he wants to say that nowadays we can maybe be matter even though it's a diraisa based on a fake sveka. He wants to say that safek, if you have a bowl of challah in front, you have barley in the challah, right? Safek, the barley came from the previous year, totally previous year. It was already harvested. It was already cut. Okay? And even if it wasn't cut the previous, harvested the previous year, maybe it was at least taken root before Pesach. Nishrusha. Now the problem is, Rabbi Akiva Eger asked in the Ramah, this seems to be a Sfeik Seika Mishenecha. It's really the same type of Sfeik Seika. I haven't seen anybody Miyashid that problem, but it's Ramah. I mean, the Ramah wants to, and the other problem is that Bizman has, nowadays, it's very easy for us to be Mabar where things came from. Just ask all those guys who put out all the Yashin booklets. They know exactly where everything came from, right? So it would be a little difficult to rely on this Ramah, I think. The Aruch HaShulchan doesn't really go in that direction. The Aruch HaShulchan, his whole discussion is very cute the way he talks about it. And he talks about the big problems, obviously, that we're facing with this Isser. He says, Ha'umnam, Ata Shizachinu Arzuru Atzadik Lishrele Simcha. So the Arzuru, right? Ve'em B'zashum Safik De'olam Sobrim K'Rabbeinu Baruch. This is about Trumos, Rivab, Rabbeinu Avigdor Kohen. From the Yisrael of our Zeru of Menachem, Mil Tzedek, Mordechai Golden, Maril, the Chodesh B'chutz L'Aretz D'Rabbanan. Okay? That's the first thing he says. There's a two-step play here. First step is, we pass like the Rishon and say it's D'Rabbanan. Because even though Shulchan Aruch doesn't, the Ramah doesn't seem to pass and like, use that as a way out. Mm-hmm. But the Aruch Shulchan is going a different way. It must be B'nai Ashkenaz passing like those Rishonim. Okay? And then he goes, if it's D'Rabbanan, it's still a shver to be over to D'Rabbanan, right? So then the next if he says, the Kevin David Rabbanan had Davar Pashu Kamoshi Kostava Gedolim, Shul Gazra Medino Sarachokos Merit Israel. They weren't Gozer on the Medinos in America and Europe, etc. Komitzla Tuyas Barak Shul Gazra Rabbanan Chutzar, Shul Gazra Rakal Medinos Akrobos Merit Israel. Kamachumas and Maishas, etc. Therefore he wants to say that really, according to him, the way he's coming out is not keeping Chadosh, you come out squeaky clean, right? Okay? Yeah, very good.
I say in Egypt it would apply, but not in Russia.
Yeah, that's basically what he's saying. That's basically what he's saying. Yeah.
So
yeah.
We have to be thankful that Egypt and Iraq, etc., are major grain exporters.
Yeah, yeah.
Like,
right. Now, I was just one quick minor chiddush. By the way, I didn't mention this, but the Machlokes Rishonim was based on Machlokes Tanaim. So Machlokes Tanaim in Kiddushin, whether Chum and Rabbi Lezer, whether Chadosh is Nolig and Chutzar is or not. And it's Mechogos in the Gemara, who which Tana says what, which is an important discussion also. But that's what the Mechogos Rishonim is based on. We didn't have time to get into it. I just wanted to suggest one quick possible Chiddush to maybe give another, to go on the Sfeik Seika line, but a different direction. Is that there's a halacha that we have that, let's say we have Mechogos Rishonim, if you miss one day counting Shavuos Omer, that right, you miss the entire day, you didn't even remember the next day. So we're closer to the sheet as a Bahag that says that you missed the day, and therefore you're out for the count, right? What the Pshat and Bahag is a whole different discussion. Fine. So we're closer to the Bahag sheet, okay? Now what happens though, if you're not sure if you missed the day? Right? Let's say day number 10, so the night of 11, last night, you're like, did I count last night? I can't remember. I was driving back from Chicago, I can't remember what I did, right? So what's the din? So, exactly. So Shulchan Aruch says that you could count the bracha, and you count the bracha. Shabur explained, Achron explained, it's a fake sfeika. Safek what? Safek, Safek you counted. And even if you didn't count, it's Safek whether we passkin like,
one that's for 49.
What's that? Wait, with Mahalos, which Rishon we passkin like? Right. So maybe I could tell you this. We have now different shitas, which Rishon to passkin like for us. Right? So maybe we don't need to get this fake figure that I'm on. Maybe if you're in the store and there's an Entenmann's, and maybe if you could trace it, you have to mivar it. But maybe not. Maybe you could say to yourself, Safek, this is Chadosh or not, right? And even if it is Chadosh, Safek, which region are we passing like? So that may be another way. I'm just throwing it out. I just thought of it the last couple of days of the matter.
As I recall, it was really not an issue.
Can we start exporting to the Soviet Union?
Yes.
I guess we can shut it off.